A word for you from Acts chapter 5, verse 5 and 11. Then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things. Verse 11. So great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard these things. One would think that this was the end of the revival. This was surely the death of what God had done after Pentecost. At the very beginning of this, the Church of God, in the New Testament era, when the Holy Spirit had been poured out. And when we read that great fear had come upon all of them, it sounds to be so opposite. Surely fear is a controlling factor. Isn't that what cults use? Don't sects use great fear to control the people? Well, there is no explanation given here, and God is not obliged to explain things to us, but he has told us that great fear did come upon the church, and it would seem that it was a healthy fear. There was nothing said about the revival stopping. In fact, later on we read that the people esteemed them, that is the church, highly, and that multitudes came to the Lord after this incident. So, even if God's judgment is there, and even if we stand in the terror of the Lord, it is a fear that springs from God. That's why the Bible says that godly fear is the beginning of wisdom, and it's true even in the New Testament era. If, of course, you're living in a terror that makes you flee from God, then it is the wrong type of terror. That, too, is part of Satan's work. But if it is fear, the fear of the Lord, that drives you to God and drives you away from sin to live righteously, well, then it's a healthy fear. Despite what the psychologists might tell you, there is the godly fear. Because God is there. He is great. He is truly God. He is our Creator. He is to be loved and feared. We are to stand in awe of Him. And this incident, which was for the very first time, nobody had ever heard of such a thing happening in the past. And it was certainly nothing that they had dreamt could happen. And yet it was of God. This was God's dealing with the first church, and it was a healthy fear.